have your big paddle just like a skiff oar. You see in the woods, ain't you? Skiff oar, ain't you?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, right. Well, this long is just ago. Like a skiff oar, only it's just thinner at the end. And you stir that log. Just stir it and stir it until it just gets, till the cracklings get brown, that meat gets brown. And then you pull your fire from under it, you see, until it's cool. Stir it till it kind of gets cool so it won't stick in the bottom. And when it gets cool, then you have a strainer on a jar or something like that and strain it up. And you see, you done trimmed your shoulders and your hams and your middlings, and you just take that, that's what you get your lard.
Mm-hmm. You take the cracklings off the top?
Sure.
What happens to the cracklings?
Oh, yes, it has the, off the top of the middlings that it has a leaf fat. Mm-hmm. You cut that up too, that's just the leaf. It ain't no hide, the skin or nothing about it, it's just a leaf fat. Cut that up, there's a piece on each side, one on this side and one on the other. And when you get that all cut up, then you trim it and get your sausage. You trim that backbone and you trim the ribs, spare what you want to take off. And you trim the shoulders, what you want to take off. And trim the hams and have that all in one place, and you grind that up into sausage. And then the hams and the shoulders and the middlings, you salt that down. And let it stay about 6 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks. And
that's all salt pork then?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. You put your middling, put your salt down first and then lay your middling. And then you lay your hands and your shoulders on top of those middlings. You see, salt them as you go. Take your hands and rub that salt all on your joints before you lay it down. And lay it down and then cover it with salt. Well, your sausage, then you just get your sausage meal and grind it up. Grind up all your sausage. And get you some sage and black pepper and red pepper and salt if anybody likes red pepper. And grind it up and just season it to taste.
Mm-hmm. What did you put the sausage into?
I put it in sacks. I made sacks to put it in and I put it up in shucks.
Oh.
Take with corn, a shuck, you see, air corns and get all the silks out and shake it right good and take that sauce and roll it up, there'll be something like my arm there. And push it down in that shelf and tie it at the end after you get it smoothed up. Mm-hmm. Then you take it in your smokehouse and hang it up.
Nice.
There's a nail right up there by Mr. the last salt that I seasoned. He put up two nails there. He says, Ella said, I want you to season me some sausage like you used to season it. I'm going to put me up a nail in there, you know. And he put up two. He took one of them down. But I said, don't take the other one down. I said, just leave it there. Mm-hmm. And
did you ever put sausage inside the entrails? Did you ever clean them out?
I have never did that, but I know people should do it. It's good. They're nice.
I read about that. Way.
Well, you have. Uh-huh. You can wash them and clean them. Clean them out good and put the sausage in there and just tie it up at each end.
Mm-hmm.
And let it dry.
Did you ever eat the entrails? What do they call it?
Maw.
Maw, is that it? Uh-huh.
I thought, this is a joke and I won't say it, but I'm going to tell you, asked me, did I ever eat the entrails?
Uh-huh.
We was in the cotton patch one day,